Welcome, friends, to April 10th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joe DeCristoforo, and I do this show because I love this country. And hopefully you're listening because you love this country as well. Moving on to today's program, the Bataan Death March. Very sad news there. Plus, John Paul Jones heads home for destruction. The House of Wax is released using stereoscopic film. And I'll wish a happy birthday to Brian Setzer. All right, so now let's get started. 1942, the Bataan Death March is on. The day after Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, the Japanese invasion of the Philippines began. And within a month, they captured the capital city of Manila. The U.S. and Filipino defenders of Luzon were forced to retreat to the Bataan Peninsula and fought the Japanese under the command of U.S. General Jonathan Wainwright, who did pretty well, considering how much the U.S. and Filipino armies were lacking air and naval support. Oh, and not to mention food and water would have been nice. Finally, on April 7th, Wainwright attempted a retreat, but the 75,000 Allied troops were trapped by the Japanese and forced to surrender. They were forced to march to a prison camp near Cabanatuan. During this death march, the prisoners were forced to march 85 miles in 6 days with only one meal of rice during the entire journey. By the end of the march, hundreds of Americans and thousands of Filipinos had died. As explained by U.S. Congressional Representative Dana Rohrabacher, quote, "They were beaten and starved as they marched. Those who fell were bayoneted. Some of those who fell were beheaded by Japanese officers who were practicing with their samurai swords from horseback." The Japanese culture at that time reflected the views that any warrior who surrendered had no honor, thus they were not committing crimes against human beings. The Japanese soldiers at that time felt they were dealing with subhumans and animals, unquote. What about the war crimes? Damn right there were war crimes against the Japanese. We'll get into that another time, though. In the meantime, very few of the Allied prisoners lived to celebrate U.S. General Douglas MacArthur's liberation of Luzon in 1945. These days in the Philippines, homage is paid to the victims of the Bataan Death March every April on Bataan Day, a national holiday that sees large groups of Filipinos solemnly rewalking parts of the death route. And now, for a much happier story, 1778. John Paul Jones, one of our first Navy fathers, along with John Barry, attacks, wait for it, the United Kingdom. But wait, weren't the British attacking the American colonists at that time? Not on this day, my friend. One of the gutsiest men in American history on this day in 1778 set out to go 9/11 on the UK. That's right, took the fight to them. He set sail from Brest, France, for the western coast of Britain and set Whitehaven Harbor on fire. And then went to his old stomping grounds in Kirkcudbright Bay in Scotland and lit that place up. He had the intention of kidnapping the Earl of Selkirk in exchange for the American sailors being held by the British, but the Earl wasn't home. So Jones took all his silver instead. Then he went across the Irish Sea to Carrickfergus, where he captured the British HMS Drake. Like a boss! Moving up to 1953 now. Vincent Price's House of Wax is released by Warner Brothers at New York's Paramount Theater. Why is this important? Because it was the first movie from a major motion picture studio to be shot using the three-dimensional or stereoscopic film process, and one of the first horror movies to be shot in color. And as great as that is, it's still not as good as the 2005 remake where Paris Hilton gets it in the face with an axe or a machete or whatever that thing was that was flung across the parking lot right between her eyes. That scene of Paris Hilton getting whacked like that gets funnier and funnier every time I see it. Finally, 1959. Happy birthday, 7 Grammy-winning Brian Setzer, originally from upstate New York. Setzer enjoyed the 1980s with the widely successful Stray Cats band, a band who brought the 1950s rockabilly back to life. He then enjoyed more commercial success in the 1990s with the swing revival band, the Brian Setzer Orchestra. These days, Brian is on his third marriage and produces another rockabilly band, ready, set, go, and plays guitar for them.
And that is all, my friends, for April 10th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo. Check out my website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. I've got a comment board on there that I'd like you to get involved with. Let me know what you thought about today's show. World War II fans, do you know anybody who was in the Bataan Death March and survived? I got a friend who brings over his dog every weekend so he can paint in his garage. He paints cars for a living, and I do dog sitting over here in addition to everything else that we do. Anyway, his grandfather was in the Bataan Death March and survived. Crazy stuff. Revolution fans, do you have anything to add to my John Paul Jones story? Vincent Price fans, what was your favorite story? Brian Setzer fans, do you know how to do the stray cat struts? And if so, can you teach me? So yeah, leave it all at the comment board. Now, moving on to tomorrow's program. Cold War news about Truman and MacArthur. I'll wish a happy anniversary to Henry and Clara Ford. And news about the Louisiana Purchase. So until then, you can also catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.